T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hit the Great Midwest Bank hotline, as all our guests do. And we'll talk to Michael Cohen, our insider here on the morning show, talking some Packers football. He's from The Athletic. Michael, how are you? Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's going good. You okay today?
A little tired, but yeah, I'm good.
Sounds like it. Sounds like it, Michael. What time did you get out of that place last night? Preseason, it probably the game wrap was a little bit shorter, right?
I got out of there at 10 after 3.
Ooh, 10 after 3. So the only real places open are like those late night diners for you to go in and grab a bite, right?
Oh, I went straight home and tried to go to sleep, but yeah, it's a late night.
Okay, come on. Skim and toss in the morning. Here we go.
We got him going here.
It's on 3.
Do we need some applause here? Let's get some of that in there.
It's on 3. 3:19, set. Hut.
Hi.
Here we go. What did you get out of the quarterback play last night in the ball game?
I thought it was a very important step for Brett Hundley, the way that he played last night. I thought that for a guy who had as many issues as he did last season, who looked as inept at times as he did last season, that to bounce back as strongly as he did and show the type of command he had with the first string offense against, you know, the majority of the starters on the Tennessee side of the ball, I thought was extremely encouraging for the Packers. And I think if he can continue to do that, it would give them more confidence that he could perhaps be a reliable backup this year. Now, he certainly has played well in the exhibition games before, going back to his rookie season when he finished second and third in the league in yards and passer rating over the 4 games when he was a rookie during training camp. But the bottom line is that, you know, mentally he did what he needed to do and bounced back and showed that he can make some of the throws and the reads that he wasn't making last year. So I thought it was a positive step in the right direction for him.
Hey, Hundley is not gonna make this team, right? I mean, you don't trade Randall to get Kizer just to let Kizer go, right?
Depends if Kizer is ready. The thing about Kizer is that he had to go through a rebuild literally from the ground up. They changed his footwork. They asked him to lose a lot of weight because he came in and he wasn't in the right condition.
Well, then why did they trade for him then? If he's got all these mechanical issues and there are some concerns there, why would they do that?
Well, they reworked the mechanics of every quarterback that comes here. They did the same thing with Rodgers when they drafted him.
Gotcha. Okay.
The process of playing for Mike McCarthy and his staff, they want everyone to have the same footwork. They want everyone to have the same fundamentals. And so they break down quarterbacks and rebuild them from the ground up, essentially. So with Kizer, you know, he can be the number two backup if he does all the things they want him to mechanically, you know, body-wise, composition, all those things. And then plus he has to show a command of the playbook and a command of the offense, you know, all in the span of basically from April to now. And it's hard to do that, even though he's been a starter in the NFL. So what I'm getting at is that the only way Hundley doesn't make this team is if Kizer plays so well in the next couple of weeks that the Packers can be totally confident in him as their backup quarterback. And based on what we saw last night, I don't know if he's going to get to that point. Not to say that he won't ever get there, just I don't know if he can do it in the span of the next 3 games. So I would say right now there's a better chance than not that Hundley does make the roster.
Unbelievable.
Michael, just watching Kizer in that 2-minute drive, though, and I get that he started for a full season with the Browns last year, obviously didn't win any games, but you had plenty of time coming from behind in a 2-minute drill. I did like the poise that you saw out of the dude during that 2-minute stretch before the half.
It's hard to say. You know, Mike McCarthy said in his post-game press conference that it wasn't exactly a full 2-minute experience because they didn't have the right personnel on the field for that situation. Mike McCarthy wasn't saying it was a mistake not having the right personnel out there. It's just they would have treated a real 2-minute situation differently than they did. And, you know, I mean, you like the fact that Kizer moved the ball. You don't like the fact that he got down to the four-yard line, had four pass plays called, and couldn't put the ball in the end zone, and they turned it over on downs. There were some times when he made some questionable decisions. There were some times when he made some questionable throws. And I thought Kizer was pretty honest in his assessment. He called it a so-so performance by him and what he wanted to accomplish. And so I think that that was a pretty honest, you know, indication of where he stood. And then the fact that Hundley came out and said he was really excited about his play and thought he played really, really well sort of gave you the dichotomy between the two guys. One was extremely pleased with what he put on the field, and the other one was just okay about what he put on tape.
All right, Michael, let's just get to just finish up. We're running short on time here. Let's finish up with you. Is it okay if you kind of go out and have a couple of beers with Tim and Taus? We're gonna re-energize. Would you be interested in that?
I don't know about that. I'm a drinker. Sorry, guys.
Oh, that's okay. Okay. What do you do for fun, Michael? Let's get to know Michael Cohen.
I'm a sports nut. I like to go out and play sports. I love soccer. I love basketball. Used to play a little tennis in my free time, and love those opportunities to get out there and just run around.
Well, so Michael, if you want to hit the blacktop, I'll show you something down on the low block, man. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not going to say that I'm Akeem Olajuwon, but if you're trying to play a little ball, I might be able to back you down and put up a couple.
Well, there you go. There you go. It sounds like a plan.
It sounds awesome. Fun. All right. Thank you, Michael.
Appreciate it, man. Sorry to wake you up.
All right. See you, fellas. No problem. See ya.
All right.
There's Michael Cohen of The Athletic joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Tim. You start a renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our community since 1935.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.